It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. Former New Mexico District 2 Democratic Congressman Harry Teague said on Tuesday he is backing Republican Yvette Harrell in November for the 2nd Congressional District seat. Harrell is facing incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Xochitl Torres-Small. In his endorsement, Teague said that Harrell appreciates the impact the energy industry has on the state and will reach across party lines. Teague held the Southern New Mexico seat from 2009 until 2011 and was the first Democrat to win the seat in nearly 30 years. The Doniana County Commission has approved a $263,500 contract with an Arizona-based provider to operate the county's crisis triage center. Once the center is granted a license to operate, it will open perhaps by the end of the year. The center was built in 2013 in order to stabilize people undergoing a mental or behavioral health crisis. It's hoped the center will ease the pressure on law enforcement and emergency rooms and provide proper referrals for patients. Recovery Innovations International's contract runs through June 30th of next year and may be renewed for 7 more years. The company was previously paid $50,000 by the county to develop a business plan. County Commissioner Shannon Reynolds was among those who expressed concern about the county's failure to issue a request for proposals to operate the center. The Las Cruces School Board voted Tuesday on a new name for Oñate High School. The new name will become official in time for the 2021-22 school year. Madison Staten has more on the name change.
The Las Cruces School Board voted in a 4-1 decision to change the name of Oñate High School to Oregon Mountains. Ray Jaramillo was the only board member to vote against the change. Board member Maria Flores said she felt called by the community to vote yes.
I've been on the board for 12 years, and we've never had all the money that we need ever since I've been on the board. So I feel that, yes, we're in a pandemic. It is an emergency, but there's another emergency. There's the emergency of equity and the emergency of racism.
The board was presented with a survey taken in late July asking the Oñate community for their thoughts on the new name. Of the over 1,100 responses, the top choice for a new name was Oregon Mountain High School, with 324 responses. School Board President Terry Dahlman advocated for making the name plural. 394 people wrote the name should stay the same. Las Cruces School Board member Carol Cooper, who originally voted for the name change last month, attempted to annul the original July 14th vote to change the name of Oñate.
When I voted to change the name, I did not focus on the loss of identity to the past students and the present students, their identity as having gone to this wonderful school.
School Board President Terry Dahlman said her motion was out of order and made a parliamentary ruling against Cooper, citing her motion undermined the democratic process. Dahlman's ruling passed with no objection from any board members besides Cooper.
All board members were afforded equal time to formulate their opinion. We all researched, we studied, we heard various input and feedback from students, community members, and other respective constituents.
Edward Ellison, the district's chief financial officer, gave a detailed cost analysis concerning the cost of the name change. He estimated the cost at a little over $158,000. All of the public comments read at Tuesday's meeting centered on the renaming. Some expressed concern about the financial responsibility of the district and that the funds needed to rename the school should be used to help offset unexpected costs from the pandemic.
The number of people in favor of keeping the name were overwhelmingly higher than for changing the name. Please reconsider the stance you have taken on this issue. Our students' educational future is at risk already, and adding an additional strain is extremely foolish. Sincerely, Ashley Weir.
Others felt the board should not go back on a vote they already made and express moral concerns about the name.
The next public comment comes from Cynthia Wise. Good morning. I read with interest the decision to readdress your vote regarding the renaming of Oñate High School. Please do not reconsider this decision. Keeping the name only serves to perpetuate the ongoing marginalization of minority population.
Ultimately, that concern took precedent for many of the board members. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
And just a quick update to this story, the Las Cruces Sun News reports that about 40 minutes after the first vote to change the name happened, the school board voted to remove the S at the end of Mountain. That vote passed 5-0. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.